Der Kinocast ist eine Koproduktion von kinocast.net und sneakfreaks.de.
Setzen und mit mir fernsehen?
Ja, herzlich willkommen zu unserem Podcast Nummer 155. Und diesmal ist ein etwas besonderer Podcast, denn wir waren in einer Originalversion Sneak diese Woche. Es kam der Film Man Who Stared at Goats und bei mir sind
Alexander Eggert,
Sonja Lohan-Pungi.
Ihr braucht eigentlich eure Nachnamen nicht zu nennen. Und die Sonja, die jetzt neu mit dabei ist, spricht Englisch. Sie kommt aus Australien. Deswegen, in the following we will talk in English about this movie. I hope my English is good enough for that. But the both other guys talks very good English. So we tried, okay?
Okay.
So it's the first time.
I'm sure that Sonja speaks very quite good English because she's an English teacher and a native speaker.
I wouldn't quite that.
I think I told before that she's from Australia.
Yes,
you don't hear what I say.
Yes, I. It's usually I'm not hearing that much.
So okay, we saw a man who stared at goats.
A story about this.
We don't divulge.
I'm Sergeant First Class Lynn Cassidy, Special Forces. In the 80s, I was trained at Fort Bragg under a secret initiative.
You are nothing less than nothing. Do you understand?
Sir, yes, sir!
I'm just kidding.
Let's dance. The objective of the project was to create super soldiers. Soldiers with superpowers.
Superpowers.
That's correct.
What powers would you practice?
Invisibility.
Phasing. Quivering palm.
Intuition.
Psychic projection.
Cloud bursting. Keeps me in shape.
With this one?
That one, the big one.
And it's gone.
Jeez, you had like the whole desert to drive in, Lynn.
What's K-9?
This is Larry's spirit guide, and I see a tin mug.
It's a man sitting in a chair.
No, wait a minute. You said A, not K.
He said A.
Somebody runs up to you, and they say, there's a fork in the road. Do you go left, or do you go right? And you go, we go right.
But just instant.
Instant. Just like that.
We've been sitting here for half an hour. How is that instant?
You're okay.
The men who stare at goats.
Every night I would dream about that goat, its little mouth opening and closing without making a sound.
The silence of the goats.
Rated R. In theaters November 6th.
In the first, I try to describe the movie. I talk about the story of the movie. I try it in English. If you can help me anytime. Okay. It's about Ewan McGregor. He's a young guy. He plays a young guy. And What does he do? Ah, yeah,
his wife left him for his editor, so his boss, and he's completely devastated and in the middle of a nervous breakdown and decides to prove himself as a man to his unfaithful wife. He's going to go to war in Iraq.
Every guy knows the situation, no?
Every guy knows the situation.
Yeah.
After
we
breakup,
knows it, yeah.
You have to kill someone.
Like in Vietnam, Korea, and so on.
Yeah.
All for up. And then he met Nespresso. Yeah, George Clooney.
What was his name in the film? In the film? Lynn, that's right.
Lynn?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so, yeah.
I can't remember any names. It's awful.
Right.
Lynn is. Mm-hmm. He's agent of a special force.
Yeah.
Which is...
Special Task Force, the New Earth Army.
Yes, of course.
Which is probing into psychic methods of training. Well, the idea is to train super warriors through, different New Age psychic.
But I think this idea comes from some drug head played by Jeff Bridges. Wonderful Jeff Bridges. I like him so much.
Probably the use of LSD caused
the idea of the
New Earth Army.
But interestingly enough, a lot of the ideas come from sort of Buddhist monks, I think, also. That was the interesting thing about the film, was that the techniques or the things they were showing, like walking through walls or using sort of psychic methods to...
Killing animals with mind.
Sort of things that you see in movies about Buddhist monks. But
we see one thing that really works. He puts away a cloud.
Yeah. Using the power of his mind, of course.
Of course, as he's a super warrior, and he is just steer at the cloud and is disappeared.
Did we say that it's all located in Iraq?
Oh yes, Iraq.
We should say, yeah. He's heading. Ewan McGregor is heading to Iraq because he wants to join the Iraq War.
As a journalist.
As a journalist, yes.
But still, to prove his masculine side.
And it's all very funny, and it's a British production, I think. BBC was a producing studio, and it's very much of this English humor and some black humor, and some things happen you don't expect in this situation. No?
Every time something happens, what you don't expect.
Don't watch the trailer.
Never.
It's a very good advice, because Alex and I, we work together, and in our break, I grabbed out my iPhone and I showed him
in the break.
Yeah, we remarked it. It was in the break, and we watched the trailer on my iPhone. I want to show what I expect. It's in the sneak preview today, and so many scenes were in the trailer, which worked very good in the movie. And it would be better if we haven't seen it before. Yeah.
Yes, I can. Yeah, just
definitely.
Agree with this.
A lot of other cool guys are also in the movie, like Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, but he's playing a bad guy this time.
And Robert Patrick, the Terminator 2, is playing the guy from the I think Blackwater or something like that. Yeah, in a SUV. Like the private security company.
Yeah. Who,
just very, very short.
I also think.
And the guy from Avatar, the general from Avatar, is also here.
Yeah, that's true.
But I didn't watch Avatar, so I can.
So you have to believe me. Yeah,
yeah, I have
it's
to
much
believe
nicer
probably.
In this film, though.
Maybe. what else do we have to say? Ah, very good soundtrack. Oh, I like the soundtrack. From Billy Idol, Dancing with Myself, to Rio Speedwagon, and very cool songs, and it all fits to the scenes. Oh, it was so great. I think I buy the soundtrack. You didn't like the soundtrack? You don't know the soundtrack? Oh.
I don't know the soundtrack, but it was sounding quite good to me.
I would agree with that, but once again, I second Alex that I don't know the soundtrack or the songs on the soundtrack. Maybe if I watch it again, it will. I'll notice it more.
Okay, and give the movie points. We have a system. You can give the movie points out of 10. 10 is the best. You would give a personal Oscar, and 0 is a real crap.
From my side, it's a 9.
I give it a... I was going to give it a 7.5. I mean, it's a really good film. It needs a special kind of humor, I think. So it's very, very good.
I think I give it a 9 too. I had a 9 in mind before you said it. Yeah, it was so funny, and I've seen so much crappy films in the past, and this was a very good one. I had a very good time and good music, and I liked the story. And there are so many things happen which I don't expect, and I see a lot of movies, and I can often I think, oh no, now it will happen this or that, and this movie always showed me something I didn't expect.
Yeah, of course. I like the movie.
So,
Definitely.
I can recommend this movie, yeah.
Seven and a half doesn't mean that it's bad at all. It's definitely worth
critical.
Watching. I'm very critical. I'm a film buff.
So, have you seen any other movies in the last days?
Yes.
Yes,
of course. Killshot, also a good one.
Any famous actors in it?
Probably yes, but I'm not that good with names. So, yes, I think two actors are quite famous. But I don't know the names. It's a very, very interesting movie about an Indian guy. He's an assassin. Assassin?
Yeah.
And, worth to see it.
You can recommend it?
Yes.
Is it an action movie or a thriller?
Action and
or comedy?
Criminal stuff, yeah.
Okay.
A killer movie.
So
like the name, Kill Shot, just.
A happy gangster movie like Pulp Fiction or?
Not that happy, but still.
Okay.
Funny.
You seen it?
I saw Up in the Air on Friday.
Oh, so yep. Great.
It's cool. Oh. Yeah, very good. Great. Well, George Clooney is great. I can't remember the name of his lover in the film.
I don't have the name in mind, no.
Yeah, but she was very good.
It's my personal Oscar favorite.
Yeah, and I mean, it's definitely very good. It's very current to all the issues that are going on for people today. I heard that the actors who played the people losing their jobs actually lost their jobs in real life. They weren't actors, which I found really interesting. And it's a very satirical look at society and the problems and issues that people face. And
But it's always told very light and. Like a feel-good movie, but with a drama.
Yeah. Oh. And with a critical touch as well. It sort of looks at society in a critical way, but doesn't judge it and either for good or bad.
So I don't know if I have given this movie any points. I give him 10 out of 10. It's the best movie I've seen in a long time, and it's really to the point.
also very critical again.
Yeah, I'm very critical. I give it a 8.5 or 9. I didn't like the ending.
Why not?
Because it... I don't know, it's sort of like at the end he turns into someone else who he wasn't really before, and it kind of sort of goes against all his... I probably shouldn't talk about the end at all.
From my side, I like the end because he was living in a system, tries to leave the system, and
ends up in nothing.
Ends up in nothing. Yes, and return to his system again. Mm. So it's not a happy end, and I like films with no happy end.
Mm. That's a good point.
So you all should watch Up in the Air, I think.
Yes.
And
don't download it, and please watch it in the cinema.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah. Okay.
Because the downloads are crap.
Yeah, I always go to the cinema.
So, we hope you liked our little English podcast. If not, next week we are in Germany again. And I thank you both for joining me in the podcast. I thank you both.
Oh,
yeah.
It was a pleasure.
Yeah, for sure.
We thank you for inviting us to contribute.
Okay, also wir wünschen euch dann noch eine schöne Woche. Geht oft ins Kino, lasst es euch gut gehen. Dann bis nächste Woche.
Ciao.
Bye bye.
Der Kinocast von www.kinocast.net.